Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. The world's attention has moved on from COP26 in Glasgow, Scotland, the latest gathering of international leaders called to address the challenge of climate change. Greta Thunberg, the young Swedish activist, described the outcome as ineffective, more blah, 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 a curt dismissal of the final declaration as words more than deeds, as compromised of seriously delimited effect, and as a collective posturing of governors and industrialists, a new Davos, where resolve is mitigated by exception, progress is more fits than starts, and hypocrisy is revealed by goals unmet, objectives prolonged, and actions diluted by the inertia or outright opposition by special interests, public and private. The press touted a new global agreement on methane, a plan non-binding. India and China were overt in the end, not supporting an ambitious agenda to reduce dependency of fossil fuels, financial commitments to assist underdeveloped nations to meet the extreme cost of climate mitigation were made, but if previous such investments are indicative, the amounts and their timing will be too little, too late. In the end, COP26 may have been nothing more than an international collective expression of wishful thinking. The events seem already too long ago to matter. A new strain of virus, a breakdown of global supply chain, the power of the markets, business as usual. The ocean was, for the first time, acknowledged through official recognition of the intangible links between it, climate, and biodiversity, and the need to address them jointly in international climate and biodiversity processes. Article 60 of the final declaration, approved by some 200 states' parties as the Glasgow Climate Pact, invites the relevant work programs and constituent bodies under the UNFCCC to consider how to integrate and strengthen ocean-based actions into their existing mandates and work plans. Article 61 calls for an annual ocean climate dialogue to be held in June 22 by the subsidiary body for scientific and technological advice to formally anchor the ocean within the climate negotiations. Climate change is a noun comprised by consequential verbs, past actions such as the burning of fossil fuels, flagrant consumption, and profligate waste that are now proven to have altered the quality of our air, the pollution of our land and water, the acidification of our ocean, and all the resultant negative impacts on our food security, public health, financial stability, community development, and social disruption that can no longer be hidden from view, either far away or outside our front door. For the first time after all these years of international meeting, the ocean is finally included in the dialogue? Is it possible that after all these policy discussions and scientific studies, that we've gotten it all wrong by a reversal of meaning, a misdirected focus on effect rather than cause? Climate change is a function of ocean change, a function of an unchanging human behavior. It is a collective outcome of actions taken that can only be successfully addressed by attacking the income of such events. Climate is determined more by the ocean than by any other natural system. The water cycle of evaporation, weather, watershed, and return is the sole system of transport for climate, of whatever condition or degree. Climate is an abstraction composed of very specific realities that have for far too long been left unacknowledged and unaddressed. Climate is the ocean. The ocean is climate. And for that meaning, not to be at the center of an international strategy for our future may be the reason we are not getting anywhere with requisite urgency and success. In 1513, in his political treatise, The Prince, Niccolò Machiavelli wrote, "There is nothing more difficult to carry out, nor more doubtful of success, nor more dangerous to handle, than to initiate a new order of things." That observation, made some five centuries ago, defines the challenge we face today. There's no time left for blah, 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 and the young people around us know it. The international community must do much, much more than the resolve in the Glasgow Pact to accept the difficulty, to transcend the doubt, to risk the danger, and to dare to move beyond incremental consensus toward a dramatic restructuring of international focus, law, and institutions that will vision a solution for climate impacts upon us by understanding that the ocean and the freshwater continuum is a context for change and a blueprint for action. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.